Good morning, Michael.
G'day. How you going, Darren?
Going very well. Gee, the year's rolling through quickly and we're up to the Devonport Triathlon already coming up this weekend.
Yes, it is. Exciting times, difficult times, but we managed to pull the event together and we've got reasonable numbers coming down from the mainland, so it's looking pretty good. Hopefully the weather's good for us.
Yeah, let's hope so. All right, so registration and race briefing, that's on Friday, right?
Yeah, same as what it's been in the past. Most people will, from the mainland will start rolling in on Thursday and getting familiar with the conditions down here. And then we've got our race briefing and registration process closing on Friday.
Now, the racing itself. So Saturday morning, we'll start off with the Para-Oceania Triathlon Cup. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, so this is we're continuing to try and have a para event. Back in 2020, we hosted the World Series level event, and then the world went mad and COVID came and we had to put that on pause for a couple of years, and we still continue to try and support that category, and they're coming back down for an Oceania. So they're racing for points that will give them points in each of their categories, respective categories, to put them on the world stage or give them opportunities to race around the world as we head into the Commonwealth Games.
Beautiful. All right, so that's first race. What time starting Saturday?
Very early, 7 o'clock start for those guys. It's really based around the high tide and giving them easier access in and out of the water. So that's an early start for those guys on Saturday morning.
Yeah. And then you've got the Junior Oceania Triathlon Cup and the Australian Championships for the girls and boys on Saturday as well.
Yeah, so Devonport has had a strong tradition over the last long time now, 15 years plus, where they've pretty much got the rights to hosting an Australian Championship for the junior categories, and this year they've added the Oceania component to it as well. And as the world is sort of starting to open back up, this gives these juniors the opportunity to race for points, but also to become an Australian champion of their respective age group.
Yeah, well, that's for the younger kids, and then for the under-23s, it's men and women as well happening on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, same deal for those guys as well. The elites and under-23s, they'll be racing some points, once again, heading into the Commonwealth Games and selections, and also trying to get on the World Triathlon Series racing calendar, which generally starts happening from July, August in the Northern Hemisphere. That gives them points, and it also gives them the opportunity to race to become an Australian champion.
Brilliant. The under-23 women, 1 o'clock, and then the men at 2 o'clock, right?
Yeah, at this stage, we are just messing around with the schedule a little bit, but it'll only be only come a little bit earlier, hopefully, and that's what we're trying to do, so we don't disrupt the residents around the Devonport area too much during the course of that day.
Yeah, and then on Sunday, it's the Mixed Relay Australian Championships, early start for that, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, 7 o'clock start for those guys. Australia have generally gone pretty well on the world stage in mixed relays. So mixed relays, two males and two females, racing a shorter version of the triathlon, the swim bike run. And that turns into a bit of a hectic event. And it's an Australian championship once again. So we'll be crowning a mixed relay team as an Australian champion.
Righto. And what else is happening on Sunday?
We've got the age group race. So working with Cradle Coast Triathlon and Multisport. They've got a state series race being hosted as well. So the club's pretty much picked up that, and they host that themselves just on the Devonport Tri course, and age groupers get the opportunity to run up the finish line the same as the elite athletes. So numbers are looking pretty good for that race also.
All right, so as far as the course goes, so HQ will be as normal down by the bluff there?
Yeah, the Devonport Surf Club, they've always been supportive and they provide world-class water safety as well from that perspective. Headquarters is there, and then we race down to George Street for the run down Bluff Road or Victoria Parade, and then we're out Coles Beach Road. We impact North Street and the bottom part of Nixon Street and in and around that area for the elites and para races.
Fantastic. Have we got any big names coming this weekend that people might know of?
Emma Jeffcoat, her current participated in the Beijing Olympics and performed really well. But if she takes it out this year, she'll be the most successful Devonport winner over the course of time. And we've got Matt Hauser coming down from an elite male perspective, and he was in the Olympics as well and performed okay. He's won it over the last couple of years as well as the junior section. So a couple of good candidates there, and hopefully from a paratriathlon perspective, we get Lauren Parker to come down, who missed out winning gold at the Olympics, agonisingly close. So hopefully she comes down to start picking her season back up again as well.
Very good. Devonport's now well and truly on the triathlon map, isn't it?
Yeah, look, this is the 37th year, and through Triathlon Australia and Events Tasmania and the Devonport City Council, they've provided ongoing support over the years, and through this particular time, the last couple of years, where, you know, we've seen events sort of drop off and be cancelled or postponed, we've managed to get through, and this year, you know, it's really, the borders are open, but each individual's, you know, we had a cancellation today from one person because they've picked up COVID, so...
Right.
It's become more individual now, and that could affect some numbers down the track as well. But during the course of the week, but numbers are good so far, and crossing our fingers that, you know, even our support teams, our volunteers, and our contractors that come in and help, we don't get that last minute COVID case that really knocks us around.
Yeah, that's for sure. Indeed. Well, let's hope that doesn't happen. Now, have entries closed, or what's the deal there?
No, entries are still open. We will take entries right up until Friday at 5 o'clock when the race briefing occurs. There's people that are still umming and ahhing whether they get on the plane. There's still some apprehension from some people.
Yeah.
But hopefully, as the confidence sort of builds, they're happy to make a late entry and a late run to get down here.
All right, well, let's hope the weather's good. Now, all the info, go to devonporttriathlon.com.au, and you can follow the links there if you'd like to enter in one of the races. And you can also check out the Devonport Triathlon, have a look at a Facebook page there, and there's plenty of info. All right, mate, well, thanks for having you on. It's great to have it continuing.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate the support, and, hopefully we get through to Sunday and everybody gets on the plane heading in the right direction.
Indeed. Thanks, Michael.